episode 435, August 5th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've got Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Wearing my new t-shirt for the 90s Mortimer's Vandalay Industries.
Say that again about Vandalay Industries. Oh, your shirt.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is a badass shirt.
Pretty nice on Amazon. You ever heard of it?
I've heard of Vandalay Industries, of course. Or you mean Amazon? I've never heard of that. No, I got a shirt from the car wash from Breaking Bad.
That's cool.
I can't remember the name of it.
I know what you're talking about.
I do, in fact, own that. So.
You know, you can go see that car wash when you do the tour in, where are they, at Albuquerque, I guess?
Yeah, the Breaking Bad tour. I'll pass. I've seen car washes.
You're never going to do the Breaking Bad tour?
No. Hey, there's a coffee stain on the top of my car from where I set my coffee mug after I spilled coffee all over myself. So instead of me getting it on, you know, and hand washing it, I run it through a car wash today. But I did a platinum, which was like $16.
How'd that work out?
Still on there. It didn't take it off.
I think you need to go hand. Wait a minute. It's on the outside of the car? You just sat it?
On the roof. Yeah, it's exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. No, Robbie today. He's listening. He's lurking in the back. We just can't hear him on the. It's a long story.
Hey, did you see that tweet that I did about?
You guys can hear me. I just can't hear you.
Can they hear Robbie?
I bet they can.
Who? I don't even know.
I bet they can hear Robbie.
Ask the chat. Can they hear Robbie? Wait.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Hold on. Let me put chat back up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Robbie in chat. I'll cut all this shit out. Anyway, if you can hear Robbie, let us know. So did you see that tweet about where I gave Oscar that I held up a piece of pepperoni? One slice of pepperoni.
I did see that.
Okay.
Yes.
You saw that. Did you see what Robbie wrote?
Yes. Okay. I saw that you responded angrily.
Well, okay. So it's one slice of pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're not feeding our dog from the table. This is for a cute little video that I'm doing on Twitter of my dog, okay? And that's I held up the piece of pepperoni. He wouldn't come and get it, and I brought it about halfway down, and then he got up and got it. And
yeah. I mean, you're on Instagram now. You need to step up your
social media. Oh, I should have put that on Instagram. I don't only have like five.
Yeah, you can connect the two. So when you post on Instagram, it goes right to Twitter.
Oh, really? Maybe I should do that.
You should.
So anyway. So I put meet me halfway, hashtag compromise, and this cute video of my dog, not until I brought it to him would he come after the pepperoni.
Adorable video, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Hope I liked it.
Robbie's response is, that's cute, but you shouldn't give your dog too much of that. Okay?
Thanks.
What do you think? I'm giving a fucking stick of pepperoni? By the way, he knows when he says that I'm going to fucking be pissed off when I see that. He's literally trolling me.
You know who else you shouldn't give too much pepperoni to? Everyone you've ever
anybody,
met in your life.
Right, right.
Because I know you, and I could tell that legitimately, you know, irked you.
Oh, no, yeah, no, 100% it annoyed me. As a matter of fact, I didn't even read too much. In my head, he's like, you shouldn't give your dog that.
Right.
Like, look, I know,
you
right?
You escalated it.
Yes,
head.
So it was even worse, but too much, even that. But actually, too much is actually worse, okay? It's actually worse. And the reason it's worse is because if you say you shouldn't give your dog that, all that means is that's the thing you shouldn't do. But now he's reading into that I'm just fucking feeding something that isn't occurring. Does that make sense? It's not occurring in the video. He's saying, yes, but you shouldn't do something else that's not shown here.
What is too much pepperoni? When would it be too much?
I don't know. You have to ask the fucking dog whisperer. You got to ask that fucking guy from that. What's that guy's name?
I know.
The Mexican guy or whatever. Yes.
I think six slices of pepperoni a week makes no difference in that dog's life.
No. And by the way, he doesn't get six slices of pepperoni a week.
Right. He'll get in his lifetime. He'll get 10. Did he like it?
Of course he fucking liked it. Yeah.
Who doesn't like pepperoni?
It's from Lino's Pizza. It was delicious. Hey, so I know another pretty good Oscar story. I think this is a good story. It's not me just bragging about my dog, which is
the other one wasn't a good Oscar story. It was more of a Robbie.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so Katie goes away on this bachelorette party. We'll discuss that.
Yeah, or nudity.
And she says, "Hey, I don't care what you do. Just make sure you wash the dog when I'm gone." Okay, no problem. Give the dog a bath.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to Petco, cost you $10. They have these tubs, aprons, blow dryers, sprayers. They give you shampoo. Okay. So I walk up to the counter and I go, wash the dog. And she goes, okay, do you want shampoo? Now, I never thought of this before. She didn't say, what kind of shampoo do you want? She said, do you want shampoo? Like, some people must not take shampoo, right? It never occurred to me, but you'll understand why eventually it did. So I'm like, yeah, what do you have? And they're like, you know, anti-flea, you know, non-shed, non-itch, you know, silky coat. They have everything, right? So I'm like, oh, give me the, you know, low shed or whatever, right? It's all the same.
Sure,
everything's
of course
the same,
it is.
Right? It's like the undercoat.
Give me the pepperoni one.
Whatever, right, exactly. And Robbie's like, not too much of that.
It'll get his eye.
Yeah. So here I go. I'm in there, and there's a guy already there, and he has a golden retriever in the tub.
Okay.
He's like, oh, man, look at your golden retriever, blah, blah, blah. Of course, you know, I like for people to see my dog because he's a fucking hero. So
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, yeah, and I tell the story about getting him and all that stuff. He's like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't put that shampoo on him. I go, what? And he goes, yeah, he's got a double coat and this, that, and the other. And he starts telling me. Meanwhile, I don't, right?
Do you think he's making sense or is he just being Robbie?
Then he told me that his dog's a service dog.
Well, he would know then, right?
Right. And I'm like, man, this guy sounds like he really fucking knows what he's talking about. Now, I was telling this story to Katie. Of course, she's fucking furious that the dog doesn't have any shampoo on it, right? It didn't shampoo it. But I'm thinking, normally I'd be like, listen, I appreciate what you say, but I'm going to shampoo my dog. Normally, it's not like I'm afraid of this guy, you know, but he started making sense, right?
He was winning you over.
And he came over and showed me how to wash the dog. He changed the setting on the nozzle and everything, and then he started doing a line through it. He goes, all right, you want to do this until it beads? Okay, see that? And of course, it beaded. You know, I'm like, all right, this guy really knows what he's talking about, right? So anyway, but then I started thinking, you know what? I'll just wait this guy out. I'm going to shampoo my dog, right? I'm just going to wait him out.
Because at this point, you can't
go against him right in front of him. I've already been working on my dog for an hour trying to replicate what this guy did, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so after I did that, he was still in there. Then I started, I guess I'll blow dry him. But then once you start blow drying him, you can't.
Then you're done.
You're done. I can't rewash him. The people that work there are going to be like, it's $10, sir. You can't wash him 9 times, right? And the guy was in there so long that eventually I didn't use shampoo on him.
So you bought the shampoo and never used it.
I didn't buy it. They give you it to use, but this guy definitely didn't want that guy to see me shampooing my dog.
So now Katie is mad you didn't shampoo.
So I came back and I told that story, and she's like, what the fuck, Joe? You didn't?
Because
she goes, I knew he didn't smell that good. I thought he should have smelled better, which, of course, she's right about that. He should have smelled better. He should have smelled like perfume.
Yeah.
Not like a less dirty dog.
Yeah, he had no smell.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I'm sure she's going to go shampoo him this weekend coming up, but that guy definitely intimidated me. His dog knowledge intimidated me.
Well, so going forward, are you going, if Katie didn't care, what would you do? Would you go side with that guy?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. So that guy had a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
But his dog was fat.
Pepperoni.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So he really doesn't care much about the care of his dog, right?
He spoils the dog.
Okay, but why would you care more about his coat?
Was he fat?
He was fat, yes.
Well, there you go. He's just, you know.
Well, hold on. If you cared enough to know that much about its coat, things that actually dealt with the things on the inside, you'd feel like you'd care more about. So the idea that the dog is fat is...
That doesn't mean he's wrong, though.
No, he might be right. Mm-hmm. And again, he did sound very... He really sounded like he knew what he was talking
about. Can we get
him
on the show?
If I saw him, I'd ask him, but... Yeah,
you told him about how you got Oscar. How many times do you think you've told that story in the 6 months or how long you've had the dog?
About getting Oscar for $25?
Yes.
100.
Okay. So
maybe more than that.
You'll probably tell that story. When you die, will that be the story you will told most in your life?
I don't think so, man. I have a lot older stories than that, but, you know.
Because you're going to tell that 1,000 times.
But there's more to the story now.
Okay.
Okay? We had a DNA test done. We talked about it. Oscar is a purebred golden retriever. Here's what that means. That means somebody had a purebred golden retriever with its testicles.
That's a lottery ticket.
I mean, it's $1,000 a throw or something. Yeah. I might be exaggerating, but yeah, I mean, he's a purebred golden retriever with his testicles. So all you do then is take him to the pound and give him away.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, I don't want this dog. But forget the fact that it's such a great dog. The fact that it had financial value, right?
Yeah,
if you're in dire straits.
Do you think they were just clueless or they didn't want to deal with it?
Who knows, right? But it does. What are the odds of you having a purebred golden retriever and not knowing it? Is that common, you think? Probably not. How'd you get it?
I don't know. It does seem. But why wouldn't you? I don't know.
Anyway.
Do you want to hire a private detective to track it down?
I'll bet you can get the information of the people, but I don't want to know. It's probably a sad story, right?
Yeah, but I want to know. If I told you, if I knew, would you let me tell you?
Yeah, of course.
What if I said it's bad? Do you still want to know?
Well, what could be bad? I have a healthy dog. They were beating the shit out of him every day until he got, yeah. I didn't want you to know that,
right,
but
sorry.
They told me they were beating the hell out of him.
NFL starts in 1 month.
Hey, you know, I just did sports.
September 5th. A lot of people on Twitter are talking up how great you're doing in sports.
So, first of all, I am good at sports.
You know, no doubt.
Except for I wasn't good on AM. I flat out wasn't.
Why is that? Just different dynamic?
Well, here's the deal. Remember I was complaining last week about nobody ever tells you anything. You just kind of, you kind of are given a little bit, here's something. They don't even tell you where to go.
Yeah, it seems like important.
So what do I walk in the newsroom? Just start sitting down and hacking away at a computer. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So now I see Paul sat in there, Paul Mittermeier. He sits in there. I see Keith Mills sat in there. Mm-hmm. But what computer do I use? I just walk in and sit down at a desk? What if it's fucking Ann Kramer's desk? You know what I mean? What if it's Scotty Y's desk and I'm just down there?
Yeah, it seems awfully presumptuous. You would just sit on start typing away at some computer.
So I went to the FM studios. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I want to do different sports every hour.
Work, though? You have you're on at 8:30, 7:30, and the FM. And the
no, AM. Here's what it works. You're on at 5:15 on AM.
Okay.
You're on it at then you're not on again. You're on it again at 6:45 on AM, but mm-hmm. it's recorded. So I had to go record it, which I screwed it up. Like I was stammering, start over. Blah, 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 blah. Finally, he's like, "Hey, I got to get back in." So they use the shitty one. And every hour that played, okay.
Isn't that weird how when you're recording something, in theory you would do better because you have multiple chances, but you screw up more than if you just have to go live?
Yeah, you're right about that. Listen how amazing I sound right now.
I'm so perfect.
So I'm like, okay, so I didn't have a good, but I heard it back and it wasn't horrible, but,
right.
You know, even when I was like, and this is Joe Robinson on the home of the Baltimore Ravens, WBAL 1090 and FM, anyway, it sounded awkward when I was doing it, but when I heard it back, it didn't, you know what I mean?
Did you make any errors?
I made one error.
Okay.
So the second time I was on, the guy gave me cuts to play.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning, he said, do you want me to play him or do you want to play him yourself? I'm like, I'll play him myself. I forgot. And then I was like, all right. And then Jimmy Smith, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
oh, that's awkward.
It's cut forward. He goes, all right, well, we'll get back to that. And I was like, all right, all right. See you later. And then he goes, you don't you have it over there? I go, oh, dude, I'm sorry, man. So that guy who was a cool guy, he thinks I'm a fucking idiot, right? He thinks that, you know, because I'm literally stammering and stumbling or whatever. Now, it's probably unnoticeable to the listener, but people weren't listening to that going, man, that guy's really fucking good. But on FM,
you're just crushing.
Oh, dude, I'm crushing. There's a bunch of stories. I told the story about not knowing where to go.
Yeah.
You know, and it was happening real time.
Yeah.
And then I also
Speaking about last week when you went to the stadium to broadcast.
No, I was telling the story about not knowing where to go when I got in that morning.
Oh, okay.
So it was happening right exactly like
that. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then I went back and I told that story that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So I had all this stuff. Also, when I was back in the... So I went in the 98 Rock, the Jock Lounge. That's where I went.
Yeah.
What do you call it? The cave or whatever they call it. That's where I was. Meanwhile, I was there because that's the only place I knew I wouldn't get in trouble for being. Then when I was printing in the FM studio. So I was walking in the FM studio to grab my papers. I was in the FM jock pit writing up my sports because the only place I knew where to go. Now, here's the other thing. When I walked back in to do my sports, so I did it at 5:30, 6:30. When I went back in at, I went back in, was it 5? I'm sorry, 5:15, 6:15. 7:15. When I went back, go back in a fourth time, they go, "Oh, we don't need you anymore. We were pre-recorded from your other shit thing that you did. We cut a minute out of that because we only have a minute
now."
So I wasn't even on there the whole time.
How big of a gig would you have to get with the station and the Ravens to acknowledge it on your social media?
What do you mean?
Because your Twitter page still says, "I won't quit my day job." So it doesn't say...
You're saying how big of a position would I have to get
for
me to mention it in public?
Yes, at some point. Do you think there's anyone else that does the pregame of an NFL team? I mean, at some point you'd have to say, like if you were the sports guy on the morning show, if you were the Ravens play-by-play announcer, you would acknowledge it on your Twitter, right? At some point.
You know, it's funny you say that because I have... A large part of why maybe I didn't get the job that I was looking for on the station.
We haven't even said that yet, have we?
Oh, yeah, we did last week. We did.
Okay.
The social media presence that I had lent to that. I have like 3,000 Twitter followers. You know, it's not enough. I had no Instagram. I'm not on Facebook. That mattered to them, right?
No, okay. That's the world we live in.
So
yes.
I'm like, you know what? I need to start, you know, doing more Raven stuff. So I tweet out something. Basically, it's a little pandering, but it's something that I need to do, right?
Yes.
Like, hey, the Ravens are better than I thought they, you know, blah, blah, blah. They think this. You come in and start shitting on me.
I didn't shit on you.
No, but I can't even, what am I going to say? You're right. That's the whole idea is that people see that I'm supporting the team, right?
The idea
is that I have to be somebody who looks at this team through rose-colored glasses, right? So I do that, and you're like, well, the Cowboys have a top five. I go, okay, Rob, can you fucking let me off the hook here a little bit?
No, I'm laying the groundwork for our Ravens podcast.
Oh, I see. Okay.
See?
Yes, I got you.
I'm starting. I don't think I was shitting on you.
But it makes me look like, because then I have to say, hey, Rob. I got you. I understand.
Okay.
Can you fucking let me have this?
All right.
I have to come back with arguments.
I'll let you have it.
So it makes like I'm like you're wrong. You know what
I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Fair enough. Okay. Let's take a break. Rob and Josh will be right back.
Love and marriage. Love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage. These two plan to be wed. It's too bad someone will drop dead.
We're having a wedding and you're all invited. Die Laughing Productions presents Love and Marriage and Murder. It's the bride and groom's big day. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. They'll love until the end of time. The end indeed, because this is a murder mystery. A wedding whodunit. Can you solve it and live happily ever after? Love and Marriage and Murder stars me, 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Joe and Katie Robinson, the real-life newlyweds, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions performers. But the real stars of the show are all you, the wedding crashers in the audience. We have audience roles available for willing volunteers. The rest of you could sit back, laugh, and enjoy a wedding day ruined by an untimely death and maybe help solve a whodunit.
Debuting August 20th at the Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Hootie Tootie. Hootie Tootie. Tootie Hootie. Hootie Tootie. Hootie Tootie.
it's the Rob and Joe show. Hey, what's going on, fellas?
You spit a liquid onto a woman in the front row.
Let me start off by saying I'm a performance artist.
Do we really need to make these rules? We do. Don't shit on the audience. Don't jerk off on the audience.
Don't dick slap. What should Joe's Instagram username be?
Son of Gramps.
Not as funny as Rob.
Joe's always right.
Uncle Fuck.
Raven's pre-gamer.
Kirk's partner.
Kirk McEwen hates me.
A-lister Joe Robinson.
Okay. Bigger cutting board.
Five-plated Joe.
Son of Instagram.
How about nine and fan seven, because one through six are already taken by Dan.
Oscar's dad.
Hey, Turpin fan underscore one.
Soft soap lover. Penis watcher 69.
I'm a dick to my neighbors.
Fun neighbor. Bigger cutting board. Small cutting board 2019.
Elderly husband.
Pie plate hoser.
I grammed this while driving.
1-0 versus stash. Tuna squeeze. Shave from neck to knees. Katie Brady 13.
Jostagram. You like that one?
No.
Hootie tootie.
What do you call those things with the collar, with the white thing that priests wear?
Collar?
That's right. A collar. I don't say boring anymore.
God, you're so ridiculous.
But hold
God.
On. I'm wondering if I can get one boring a month right now.
If you get one boring, I get one shut the fuck up.
Who? What's the Mount Rushmore of movie monsters? Godzilla?
We're doing this
King
again.
Kong? Yes.
Hey, Mac Berkson is not going to like us.
Breaking Mac Berkson news. He just Facebook. Great Che Tate reference on the Robin Joe show.
Top Gun is horrible.
God, where's Matt Colby right now to just shit all over
you? Yeah, you know what? I think Hootie Tootie works, too. I like it.
The Robin Joe show.
I'd see they're on. That's so good, Jim Amato. Hootie Tootie. I see.
He used that before in another song. What was it?
I don't know, but he's
put it in chat, guys, if you remember.
I see Matt Colby is shitting on me for not slaying it on social media.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
I love Rob giving social media advice when he's slaying it himself.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I can say just because I'm not doing it well means you shouldn't. Hey, if some fat guy says, you know, you shouldn't just eat pepperoni all day, you can't. He's wrong.
Well, look at you, fat fuck.
Yeah, you're right. I eat all the pepperoni.
Yeah, I mean, the best-selling diet book in the United States is the fucking Oprah Winfrey diet book, right?
Right? And by the way, I think just acknowledging that you have this gig is not really doing anything on social media. It's just admitting that you are on the air. So people might want to tune in.
Well, there's a picture of me and Kirk in my...
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
good. So I was with Eric and Tommy the other night doing a show. We'll get to that in a second. But Eric said he was listening, you know, to the show last week. He and Erica, his wife, and you know how I say good talk to Tawanda, and she hates it. He goes, he has a similar thing where he just goes right on to his wife,
and that means he wasn't
right on.
He wasn't listening
exactly, and she hates it. But so then he texts me and he goes, I said dismissive good talk to another supervisor at work who did nothing on the project. Since then, it's spread all over the office. Everyone's been good talking each other today. Spread like wildfire.
Stealing your material. Hey, he's like paying it. You back for when you posted that video of him singing those songs and you got all that social media attention.
That's true. I was slaying it that day from the wedding reception. So Eric and I did a gig at the Boomy Temple.
Wow.
Eric, Tommy, and I on Saturday. That's the place, the Shriners. If you're a Mason, I think to be a Shriner, you have to be a Mason first. But if you're a Mason, you're not necessarily a Shriner.
Got it. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. So we've done the murder mystery there. I've done comedy there throughout the years off and on. My buddy Don, who friend of ours that we've met through 98 Rock years ago, is one of the main people over there. And he, you know, occasionally would just, hey, can you do this show? And I never know what to expect, right? One time Mickey Coachella booked me on a gig and then I got really drunk and bombed and then I
lost hundreds of dollars to old people.
Yeah. And by the way, that guy that I lost all the money to is still there. He's about to be in charge next year. And every time I see him, he mentions it. I saw him at the murder mystery last time and I saw him Saturday night.
Yeah, he told it on the show.
Exactly. So we get there and I never know what it's for or who the audience is going to be. And then we show up. There's like no one there. I'm like, okay, I thought this was a whole big, you know, crab feast thing today. It's going to be packed. So we're like the first ones there. I'm like, all right, well, that's weird. So then some people were filing in, and, you know, it's this, they're in their 60s, 70s.
Right, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So this guy, there's one guy who's like the sheriff of Baltimore County or something. It's his 44th wedding anniversary. There's another guy, it's his birthday, who I met last time. That guy shows up, And he walks over, and immediately, no hello, just, hey, you know, last time there was some F words, and there's going to be some people here, old ladies, so if you could not say anything like that, we'd appreciate it. Well, hello to you too, okay? So I'd already told Tommy that he's going to headline, that I'm going to MC, and then Eric, and then Tommy. So now I've really not done him a favor. I've given him the much harder job.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah, exactly. So we're like, all right, whatever. So, you know, I do about 10-ish.
You're clean?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you don't really have to be clean. You just don't say fuck, basically, or, you know, pussy, and just the obvious words. But I would say the biggest laugh I got was basically the first thing I said, which was just some crowd work, because I said there were people there from all over. I said, you know, anyone who's from the farthest, this woman goes, I'm from New York. I go, welcome to Baltimore. It's really safe here.
That's
all
it.
Downhill from there.
Okay. Oh, really? You bombed?
Yeah. I didn't bomb. It was just, you know.
They don't care. Right. They you weren't know, interested.
There was some crowd stuff that was funny. Then you try to tell a joke and nothing. And then Eric is like, yeah, I got my 15 that's clean and it's tight and I'm going to be good with it. And then he does fine, but then his closer didn't hit. So then he started adding jokes. And I'm like, no, you're good. And then Tommy, he ends up asking this guy in the front row about, do you know what happens in the gynecologist office? And everyone in the back starts cracking up. We're like, what the hell? He goes, that's the gay guy. Apparently there's one gay guy the entire freaking thing.
And they're laughing at him.
Exactly. So then afterwards, and they're being fun and everybody had a good time. But afterwards, you know, this old guy comes up. They're all old, but he's like, yeah, that guy, Pete, he's gay, but he's a good guy. I'm like, well, of course. Every old person, they describe a gay person. Oh, but he's a good guy. Yeah, I didn't think that he wasn't a good guy. And then this guy does the, hey, did you guys hear about Trump? And we're like, oh, he's about to tell a joke, isn't he? And, you know, it wasn't bad. He goes, Trump was on the way to this big meeting, and they pull up to the building, and Secret Service agent's first day on the job, and a guy runs up, pulls out a gun. The Secret Service agent yells, Mickey Mouse. Everybody's like, what? What? They freeze because it was awkward, and people were confused, and then he tackled the guy, took the gun away. They're like, why'd you say Mickey Mouse? Because I was nervous. I meant to say Donald Duck. Mic drop.
Donald Duck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
He was proud of it. It wasn't bad. Me and Eric were like,
you liked it?
I mean, for a 60, 70-year-old guy telling it, he was so happy and proud of it. Mm. You know, it worked.
Agree to disagree.
All right. You had to be there. Then Tommy told dirty jokes.
Did he get laughs?
No, I mean, afterwards we're telling dirty
jokes.
Oh,
I got you.
No, everyone got laughs. It was fine. Everyone was happy. It just, you know, it paid pretty well. So, and we booked a murder mystery. So it was good. Where it was a happy experience. But Tommy tells this story. So he's on a diet, he and Lou, his girlfriend.
Yeah, I saw him. He looks pretty good.
Leslie looks real good.
Yeah.
He made a funny comment that compared to Eric, nobody notices. Because right, Eric sucks like 60 pounds. You lose 10, who cares? But it's his cheat day. And he takes it seriously. Like, it turns midnight. Because to me, a cheat day is you go to sleep, you wake up, then you start cheating.
Right, right.
You don't start at midnight.
The cheat day is 24 hours.
Right. So it's really 2 days. Can you start? Not,
of course. Yeah. Nobody eats for 24 straight hours.
Right. So it's whatever. But he says, it's midnight. I get a bowl of cereal, Cinnamon Life. Pour one for me and Lou. I start crushing it. Lou's like, are you sure this milk is good? Oh, it's fine. He's crushing it. She goes, I don't know. It smells bad. He looks at it. It expired like 6 weeks ago.
Did he finish it?
He finished it and then was sick the next day.
Oh, my God. You know, Katie went out of, she left town. Right?
I know. I was checking her Instagram to see her nude bathing suits.
And
stripping.
So what do you think I did Saturday? What do you think I did?
You watched the dog.
Yeah, I did. I watched the dog.
You just, you know, sat around and watched.
I legitimately, Netflix? And I kid you not, I did nothing.
That had to feel good.
No. I didn't shower. I didn't brush my teeth.
Nothing.
Dude, I did fucking, well, hold on. So I Grubhubbed twice.
Okay.
Okay? But after I Grubhubbed the second time, I'm like, the night before, neighbor Ryan was over, right?
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, have you ever been to the Donut Shack? It's this donut store that's on Ritchie Highway. And I always see it. It's open 24 hours. Okay?
I'm intrigued.
And I'm like, I'm going to fucking go to that thing, right? So the only time I left the house was to go down there and buy a half a dozen donuts.
You bought six donuts?
I didn't eat all six.
Okay.
I ate three and a half of them, not in one sitting, but that's all I ate.
And this is no brush, no brushing. No, your teeth, I never no washing I did your nothing. Face.
By the way,
deodorant?
No, okay. I didn't even feel. It didn't feel good. It felt bad to not have your teeth brushed.
Yeah,
but it just never occurred to me.
Did you have clean clothes on, or just whatever you were?
No, I the shirt.
Same
I,
underwear.
The shirt I slept in. I wasn't even wearing underwear because since Katie was gone, I jerked off. So I okay. was, and I used the underwear for whatever the end was.
Sure.
And then so I just had on shorts and a t-shirt.
You used the underwear to clean your.
Yeah, because I didn't. I couldn't get out of bed. Okay. What would you have used? Right. I never left the bed.
All right.
It was either my
so
t-shirt.
You didn't get up and get something.
No.
Okay.
It was either my t-shirt. Or my underwear. I mean, you want me to tell you why it happened?
Yes.
So I was looking at my Twitter feed or whatever, and it said that...
It was J.L. Covan you're jerking off to his tweets.
No, he's making me furious right now. But anyway.
Shocker.
So, but can I real quick about J.L. Covan?
God, I'm
no,
sorry,
no, no, this one, no, no. This one. How can he be a lawyer? He has no idea how to persuade people. He's the worst at persuading people. Right? The only people that would ever love what he wrote are the people that already 100% agree with
yes.
him.
Yes.
Everybody else is annoyed. So I don't understand. Whatever.
I don't think he's a trial lawyer.
God, of course not. He guilty. Doesn't he had him one sentence so far. Anyway, so apparently it said there's a girl that was in Boy Meets World that's now a porn star.
Okay.
Her name's like Maitland something. I'm dead serious.
All right.
And so I'm like, huh. I wonder if you can see her porn, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I've never seen Boy. I haven't seen Boy Meets World, but I didn't remember her. I just was like, oh, cool. So I look her up, and then I go to videos, and there's a video of her.
And that got the job.
Well, as
done.
Soon as I see a video of that, I'm like, I might as well.
You're in your bed.
I'm
already
right. And then I'm like, what am right. I going to do? I can either take my t-shirt off, but then if I go out, mm-hmm. I'll have to go get a new t-shirt. So I'm like, all right, all I need to do is just.
Did you wash your hands?
No.
Okay. So you did that.
So yeah. And then,
no point did you any soap get near you.
No. And then
the
entire day. And then when it's time to go to Donut Shack, I just put my shorts
right.
on and I
sure.
And I went to the Donut Shack.
So you ate really
around.
Well. You had 6 donuts and 2 Grubhub meals.
Can I tell you what I ate?
What was it, Saturday?
So Friday night I ate a me and the neighbor Ryan. I probably ate 2/3 of it, so I got to make sure I do. I'm not pretending like we split it.
Okay.
A large pepperoni and black olive pizza from Lido's, and that's
Kitty doesn't like black olives, so you made sure to get it.
Well, it was just me and Ryan. We were there, right? So the pepperoni that I fed Oscar, the Robbie, that was from Lido's. One slice of Lido's pizza. That's where that came from.
That's why you
I wasn't just
eat them too much because you want it for your.
I wasn't
own
just
belly.
Yanking all the pepperonis off of every slice so I could give it to him. Anyway, then. That morning, I'm not kidding. I'm like, I'm not going to eat. I go, man, but, you know, I kind of want a dessert. So at noon, I got, on Grubhub, I ordered mint chocolate chip ice cream from Dunkin' Donuts. Hey, it cost me like $9.
You got ice cream delivered.
Not kidding. Swear to God. Ice cream delivered. It cost me like $9 because I got 3 scoops. By the way, they pack it in. That's a lot of fucking ice cream.
Yeah.
And then I had to pay the Grubhub fee, and then I had to pay tipped. So it was like, I swear to God, I'll find it. I'm going to find out the exact price. So you, because, you know, sometimes you exaggerate to make a story better. I'm pretty sure I might.
And Katie left Thursday, right?
Right. I don't remember. Funny thing is, I don't remember what I did Thursday night. But anyway, so then I got a, can I look at history here? How do I do that?
See, this is where you screwed up. You should have just Friday went to the grocery store. Got some frozen pizzas, ice cream, Doritos, you know, everything, Pop-Tarts.
Hey, I'm lying. Look how much look how much it was at Baskin Robbins. Look what I paid for the ice cream.
You spent $11.42.
I swear to God, look. And look, all it is, I'm pulling it up, all it is the ice cream. I'm not kidding you. Look.
God.
That's all I got. I spent $11.
And then I saw you spent $25 at the Szechuan Palace.
Yeah, that I got. It's funny that for some reason that was my free delivery for signing up. I don't know why I didn't get on this previous one. But yeah, so on that one, I got I got some cashew chicken. I got some egg rolls.
Oh, wow.
And I got some edamame.
A lot of duck sauce.
No duck sauce. I use
edamame. That's the one healthy thing you had.
Hey, it's funny. I didn't eat all of that.
Of course not.
I ate all the other stuff. So, yeah, and then eventually the next day. And I also, okay, not only did I eat horribly, I watched the fucking just worst movies, okay? I watched Chips.
I guarantee you. Yeah.
That's what made me, because I also watched.
With Dax Shepard, and it's got funny people in it.
Oh, I also watched A-Team.
Okay, from like 10 years ago?
That's what inspired me. I sent out a tweet. I said, what's the worst movie you've watched twice?
That was a good tweet. I couldn't think of a good answer, therefore I didn't answer.
So,
but 18, you've probably seen that twice.
That was it. I saw 18 in the theater. Was all I watched it. I'm thinking, this is fucking horrible. And I watched it all the way start to finish. I did do one thing. When I was out on Sunday, we should take a break. This is going to be a long story. All
right. Break, then we're back. Long story. Robin Jimson.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob blew... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife. Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
All right, welcome back. Joe's weekend away from Katie of debauchery.
Her weekend was debauchery. Mine couldn't have been less debaucherous. I never left the fucking house. But
no, what does debauchery mean?
I thought debauchery means you're doing something like salacious. Maybe I'm wrong.
I just meant like, you know,
just doing horrible things. Yes, living
unhealthily.
So in the, what's this thing called? The pointy part of the top, very top of your house, aperture or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Okay. There's a hornet's nest up there.
All right.
Okay. And we're always like, how the fuck are we going to get this thing down? It looks like, I wanted to try to show it to you before. We were already up here. I bet it's 30 feet in the air, right? I mean, it's way up there.
But okay? Are they coming down? And
this is from last year.
Okay.
So it's probably empty. I have no idea if the same hornet can live in the same nest twice. Probably not. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, so my neighbor, I've never mentioned on here before, my neighbor George goes.
New neighbor.
Goes, hey, Lori's his wife, he put a can of hornet and wasp spray. It sprays up to 26 feet. You can spray that hornet's nest, and then we have a pole you can knock it down with. I go, it's going to reach the hornet's nest up there? He goes, yeah. I go, and you have a stick that's long enough? It's like fucking 30 feet in the air, okay? I mean, how is
that?
So
you're skeptical. You have to get on a ladder?
I'm like, how is that? Well, we'll get there. So I'm like, all right, I'll do it. So the next day, because I didn't leave the house on Saturday, the next day, I grabbed the can. And I'm like, all right, let me try it. Now, that guy who gave me the can was out there.
Okay.
So I'm looking at that hornet's nest. I go, this is fucking crazy. There's no way this is going to reach, right? By the way, my car's in the driveway. Okay?
Gotcha.
So I go to start spraying it. And it's not fucking coming even close, okay? And it is fucking covering my car with fucking ant wasp spray, okay?
Covering up your coffee stain.
It's not getting close. And George is like, what are you doing? You got to aim at it. I go, what? So
it's user error.
I go, this is going to reach? He goes, yeah. So I do it again. Fucking all over my car. It's not coming close. I go, what? He goes, give me that. He grabs a can. He shoots it. There's another hornet's nest. We're both looking at two different hornet's nests, okay?
Oh, shit.
So he shoots it 10 feet away, sprays it. I go, dude, sorry. I was looking at this. And he looks at me and he goes, I thought you were the fucking worst aim in the world. He thought I was just basically retarded, right? That I was just spraying it all over the place. Then I got to go, I got to wash my car or whatever. But yeah, then I knocked that other hornet's nest down.
Good for you.
Yeah. And so... But that hornet's
nest. Have you showered yet at this point?
At this point, I've showered because I'm going to go pick up Katie. There's no way I'm going to be able to show up. But that other hornet's nest, I'm going to want you to see it. It looks like it's about that big. Mm-hmm. The hornet's nest I knocked down is about that big. Sorry. One's the size of maybe a golf ball and
how
a
big?
Half. A golf ball and a half is the one I knocked down.
Okay.
The one up there is, you know, it's the
a
size.
Big one.
What would you say is that size?
A grapefruit.
Size of a grapefruit. Yeah. There you go.
I want to get the chat involved on this because Katie went away on her friend
Santana.
Was her maid of honor in the
wedding? No, she just
but
in the wedding.
No, in Katie's wedding.
She
Santana
was no, she was a bridesmaid. The maid of honor was
gotcha,
her.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Remember the one who gave the speech?
That's true, yes. So is her bachelorette party down in Florida? Now, this wouldn't be funny under any circumstance to you. But just for fun on the show, who would be the funniest person in the world for Katie to have said, look, Joe, I got really drunk and I hooked up with blank. Somebody in the in our world of having
yeah, but
spoken
I mean,
about.
If but here's the thing. If
like Chris or Steve.
Right, I know that, but if Katie hooked up with Chris or Steve-O, I mean, would you if
then I mean I, funny to the chat. Listen,
I know, but yeah. I'm saying I hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. but if Tawanda hooked up with Chris or Steve-O, I would feel fucking horrible for you.
That's
you know what
pretty,
I mean?
Pretty
I don't
funny.
Know that I would laugh about it. I mean, and I'm somebody who, I told you a story earlier right. that I was cracking up about, which is about a dog that passed, right? So,
yes.
I mean, you know, there, I'm willing to laugh at that, which, but I mean, that would be, fuck you up, right?
if
you,
well, right? Yes, obviously, but it's, I can still recognize that that's funny.
So Matt Colby said, Airy Spears. Is that funny? Maybe, like, my son. That's funny if we're really talking about...
Why is... What's the Airy Spears reference to you?
I don't know. Well, there was that one time when... You remember that when I went... This is an old story. But I was on stage, and I got off, and he was yelling at Chip Coachella. I've told the story on here. And I'm like, oh, man, he's pissed off at somebody. Yeah. And he was pissed off at me. He said I went long.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, you got Tom Arnold. Well, I have what I think is the best answer.
All right, let me guess. So,
it's definitely somebody we've mentioned on the show.
Okay, we've mentioned
in relatively recently.
So not Dan Ninen, right?
No, not somebody that's been mentioned that often.
Huh? And it's gonna be all right. Who?
I believe Jeff Goldblum.
Oh yeah, that would.
She's like, hey, he's an A-lister. You're like, he's not really an A-lister. You'd have to like come off your A-list, bro. Oh, he's a nobody.
By the way, in chat, Graham says Tawanda would hook up with me.
Yes, that would be hilarious.
Would that be hilarious?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be hilarious for you, but yeah. Yeah, I guess Jeff Goldblum is a good answer.
Yeah.
You're right. The other ones are much more hurtful.
Exactly.
Jeff Goldblum, you're right. It is. You can even, you don't even have to laugh about that behind my back.
Right.
You can laugh about that right
exactly.
to my face.
We could just constantly have Jeff Goldblum movies on when you're around. Did he fly into her pussy? And we could just keep, you know. Constantly making jokes.
I'm going to say you guys are going too far when you say the fly line.
Well, I mean, Scott Apple would be pretty funny.
Yeah. And by the way, Scott Apple, that would not make me as mad as a lot of the others.
What about former show announcer Tim Moran?
Yeah, I would like that one. See, some of these, I know it's going to sound weird because it's a hypothetical, but sometimes you have to think about plausibility. It's hard for me to wrap my head around things that just there's no way.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? It's hard for me to wrap my
head. Or Jeff Goldblum, you know, he is
of course,
celebrity.
Yeah.
It's
listen,
not crazy.
This is the truth. Tomorrow I die. I'm dead.
Okay.
Katie's gone through a grieving period.
Beasting.
And Jeff Goldblum asks her out.
Yeah.
She says yes.
We also have a history of Jeff, an ex dating Goldblum after you, right?
Well, I'm dead, so it's not.
But
no
I mean,
you,
that it would be twice now that a woman has moved on to Goldblum.
You think that there's anybody else in the world who's had their ex go to Jeff Goldblum twice? Think that's happened? They can't be, right?
Maybe in that circle, somebody they could have.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like,
I mean, he could have brought to some party,
like a Fleetwood Mac kind of thing. And he was famous for hooking up with his co-stars, right? He had Laura Dern and Gina Davis.
Know.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff Goldblum. That's
so maybe
she
could get him to be in the murder mystery.
Maybe. Who do you think he'd play?
I was just watching a movie. One of the movies I saw this weekend.
Wait,
oh,
you've seen more movies?
Yeah, I told you I watched Chips this weekend. Hey,
oh,
David Koechner's in Chips.
Oh, is he?
He's in there.
He's friends with Dax Shepard. They're in that new series together.
Very briefly, and he's the driving instructor.
Okay.
For the cop test, or maybe just the guy who
maybe I could have given him some tips.
Administers. By the way, that movie's real bad.
Yeah.
Chips.
If she hooks up with Koechner, that's pretty funny.
So, yeah, I watched Chips, I watched A-Team, I watched 21 Jump Street. I've seen that already. I like 21 Jump Street.
There's a theme to these movies.
It was coming on Comedy Central, right?
Cop movies.
I did watch a movie with the guy who plays the vampire in Twilight, Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched that movie. It's called, like, Good Day or something like that, or I don't remember the name of it, but he has, like, a special needs brother. They rob a bank. Watch the whole thing.
So you just... struck out. I did well. I finally watched The Hateful Eight on Netflix.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I knew it was... I knew I wasn't expecting it to be as good as some of his others, so, you know, I was fine. And then we saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
We both liked
it a lot. Yeah.
Oh, I loved it so much.
It's an interesting movie because it stayed with me. I mean, it's only been a day, but the farther I get away from it, the more I like it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. When we get off the air, then we can talk specifically. Okay.
But it's a movie that I think, because the first time you watch it, you don't know, you know, where it's headed and that sort of in your head. And I think watching it a second time, knowing what's going to happen, it might give you another different appreciation of the movie.
I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
So I was literally having my phone trying to look up that Robert Pattinson movie, and then I just forgot what I was doing.
So,
Hey, I liked it.
The Pattinson movie?
I liked it.
Well, he's your favorite vampire.
He isn't even.
Who's on the Mount Rushmore of TV movie vampires?
God, not TV movies,
just
right?
TV and or movies.
Okay.
Like the True Blood guy.
Yeah, but I don't even know who that is.
Bill.
What about like...
Dracula.
Well, yeah, but you're naming just characters? Yeah, Dracula is clearly number one.
Yes.
He's a clear number one. Probably the guy from Twilight, right? Isn't he?
Probably.
Isn't he a huge...
Huge vampire? Yes, he is.
I'm looking here. Oh, here it is. Good Time. What did I say the name of it was?
I don't know. I wouldn't pay attention.
That was the movie. Good Time.
I'm at the Improv this week with John Witherspoon. You've worked with him, right?
Yeah.
When he takes all those pictures for $50 or whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy. I told this on here before, but John Witherspoon, he's earned it, but he'll just do lines from Friday, and he'll do it for like 15 minutes, just saying shit that he said in Friday. I didn't even know if he had 15 minutes worth of material in Friday.
He probably repeats them each 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, and he only packs shit that he sells. And he sells signed DVDs, not Friday, because Friday's expensive. Friday 2 and the next Friday or whatever.
Is he even allowed to do that?
No, of course he's not. So he sells that, and he wears the same shit 2 days. How many days are you doing with him?
4 days, Thursday, Friday,
Saturday, he'll probably have to bring a change of clothes. Well, I assume, but when I was with him at the Comedy Factory, he wore the same thing both days.
Were you told to be clean?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they said be clean, but I was like, so you mean just tell my act, but don't say fuck. They're like, yeah. I said, okay.
Because if they said be clean, I would have said I can't do the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just say yes and worry about it later.
Well, that's cool. 3 days, 5 shows?
4 days, 6 shows.
4 days, 6
Thursday
shows.
Thursday to Sunday.
Oh, how? And you're featuring?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Man, you just gave us a schedule. We have some shows, 2 shows this month. I don't know how many we have in September, but we have like 7 shows in October.
Yeah, we have 6. I mean, we have 1 September 1st. And then October, in theory, should be our biggest month because Halloween is the obvious murder mystery holiday. And it's going to be. We have 6.
Well, are you counting Brightbox for 2?
Oh, you're right. If we're counting, then we have 7. Yeah.
7
6
shows.
Venues, 6
7's
dates.
A lot, man. That's a lot. There's only 30 days in 31 days in the month.
It's a lot.
So basically, every 4 days we have a murder mystery.
Yeah, including literally Halloween night at the DC Improv. Now you're gonna miss some of those. You have some weddings.
I'm gonna miss 2 out of 7.
Okay, well 3 out of 7 if you're counting the Bright Boxes too. I'm gonna miss this Saturday at the Bright Box because I'm at the Improv, and then August 20th is our debut of a new one, Love and Marriage and Murder at the Ram's Head. And then we just are finishing or wrapping up trying to write a New Year's Eve one for Magoobie. So, productive year.
Yeah, you're saying big
fall winter.
I got to give you credit. You've written the last 3. So,
well, I mean,
I give input, but let's be serious. You're putting these things together,
well,
which I expect.
Time.
Yes, yeah. You're saying good. It's what you know. What's funny you say that because when I'm at home, I'm like, all right, like a lot of times I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to do some work tonight because I'm just, I'm just so busy. If I can knock out some work, and I never do.
Right.
I never do. But that Saturday, I'm like, well, I'm going to work out and then I'm going to do some, I'm going to, treat these scripts with some respect. And I'm like, I never get any fucking time off and I never move. So who knows? Maybe if every single day during the day I had that available to me, maybe I would be more productive, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that I might just fucking sit around and do nothing. That's what I did the one time I had the opportunity.
Well, I get that. But I'm not obligated, but it is, like, I have all this time. Like, if I'm not writing, and this is how I make my living, if I'm not writing and working on these things, what am I doing?
Yeah, why haven't you written more then?
I mean, no. I mean, there's no reason not to write constantly be writing.
Well, I guess what the New Year's Eve one is the 10th, right?
Yeah, we're like Tarantino.
Yeah, we're going to retire now?
No, we're not. But we know we need to tweak a few, and, you know, it's, look, there's no reason to stop writing. So I won't, because then I have, what else am I going to do? Yeah, I have to feel productive. I have to feel like my life has
some jokes
purpose.
For your act.
That's a lot fucking harder. Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll have Robbie back next week. We'll figure all that shit out. If not, you'll still be here later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.